Kuf Chaf Aleph Sivav. All right, we're in for a special treat. Sivav is something absolutely wonderful. Just turn the page for a second, look at the size of the Shach, Yud Zayin, and the Taz Zayin. Taz Zayin starts here, it goes till the end of the Siman, which is two more pages. But it's a Geshmaka, really Geshmaka Shach and Taz. And then there's a Magen Avraham on this of equal size in Siman Taf Nun Aleph. But as opposed to sometimes where they get so confusing you have to be a genius to follow, here it's enough to be half a genius, which I think we might be able to manage. It's a very Geshmaka Sugya, and we'll try to do it a step at a time so it doesn't get overwhelming, but I think you'll find it enjoyable. That is an extra bonus for those learning Daf Yomi. This whole thing is based on Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vav. I think Daf Yomi is up to Tzadik Hey today. Tzadik Vav. So it's based on all tomorrow's blast. So tomorrow you can come in and show your Bekiyas on the Rishayim in the Sugya. What helps here is that it's really one topic. It's not confusing. It's not all over the place. It's one very, very simple topic that is the discussion here. And the question is, why should I say? Let's look at the Mechaber Ramah, and we'll see what the issue is. The issue basically is how bleis travel in the kli. Something that you really don't understand by scientific experiment, but we work with by the Kabbalah we have from Divrei Chazal, specifically in Gemara, in Zvachim Tzadik Vav, and based on that, everything that follows, this long Shach, Taz, Magen Avraham, all follow. Start with the Mechaber, and then the Ramah. Kli Matchis, Afa Pishi Yesh Oimrim, Shem Nishtamish Bay Issa B'Mitzas Aynesa Kulay, Amedal Keli, even though there's a Shita that cham miktsasei cham kulay, which means that if part of it gets hot, it's like the whole thing got hot, and the bliya travels throughout. Avol leinyan hechsherai loyolo lehechsher atchi achsher kulay beinyan agala beinyan libun. So here the shita of the mechaber is that you can do not hagala, not libun on half a kli. You have to do Hagol and Liban on the whole Kli. If you look at the Gra Yud Zayin, K'maysha Amru Zvachim Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Amr Abai Leit Tzricha, we'll talk about that Gemara in 2 minutes. It's based on Zvachim Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, that you need to kasha the whole Kli when you're doing Hagol or Liban. So you cannot kasha half a Kli. Half and half you could do, as long as you can Hagol on the whole.
It could be a certain time, or 2 hours later, do half an hour,
half an hour. It could be 2 hours later, as long as you don't use it in between for without a goal. But, yeah. So, Hechsher has to be the entire Kli. What? Now, if you don't hold, let me explain the FLP. Okay, we're going to discuss two cases. A case where the whole Kli became Osir. And now you have to kasha the whole kli. The FLP wouldn't make sense. The chiddush is even. Let's say I have a spoon, a brand new spoon. I stick it into a tray for soup, and I always stick the spoon part, the kaf, into the tray for soup. So I FLP shei shayimim that nesa kulay mechum chamit tosei cham kulay. Why has it become also the whole spoon? Because chamit tosei cham kulay. So now I should kasha it the same way. I'll stick it in just the top of the spoon, and I'll do the same thing. It'll go in the way it went out. Kabbalah kapalta. So Zakta Mechaber, nothing doing. Hagola has to be Bekulai, or Libun. We'll talk primarily about Hagola, we'll talk a little about Libun too, but it's got to be Bekulai in order for it to work. As I state in the Mechaber, Zakta Ramav, you turn the page. Now, we'll see the Shach in a minute. This Vidafka, the Ramah sounds like he's explaining the Mechaber. The Shach says that, as a matter of fact, you don't even have to turn back. Look at the top line of the Shach.
Are we in Dafka?
the shach. Dafka. He should have said v'yesh oimrim dafka. Not shach dibra maslo dafka. The one before. V'yesh oimrim dafka. The l'shtam and the polig. Ramah should explain. I'm arguing. Ela mishum de'ein b'divrei ha-mechab b'shulchan aruch gufei hechruch. The mechab is the loshin is now mochruch. Efshe the ma'am shtam yisrael b'kulay kasa b'stam v'dafka v'chein darka v'kam mokaymis. I'll explain it, but I just want to point out that derech of the Ramah is sometimes he fools you. He makes it sound like he's explaining the mechaber. He's really arguing with the mechaber. But the mechaber's loshin is such that could be touched two ways. The Ramah says, Kilu he's not arguing, but actually everyone agrees that he is arguing. So let's see what is he saying. V'davkim nishtamish b'kulay. As davka, if you put the keli totally into the first issa. Avolim yadua shalei nishtamish rak b'ktsasai. But the case I just mentioned, where you stuck the spoon in, you know, you only stuck in the cup of the spoon, the handle was in your hand, then, kibayla kapaltai. Then you could kasher it by a partial kashering. Just like it went in by the spoon, chavik tzasecham kulai. So too, when you kasher it, you stick in just the spoon part, a chavik tzasecham kulai, kibayla kapaltai, it goes out. That's the rabbi.
Sometimes it'll be 210. So I understand 210, let's say, does travel.
We're talking bubbly water. You always cash in bubbly water, which is 212, and you always have to cash in water that's a malum
sefer. How much was this?
It couldn't be more. Water doesn't get hotter than 212. So we have here a machlokes mechaber Ramah. The mechaber holds that you have to be machmir to kasha the entire thing. The Ramah holds that it's enough to kasher part of it, and you don't have to kasher the whole. The diok the shach makes kiboyla kapaltai is a language for hagola, not for libun. I explain hagola is pilot, libun burns. So the shach is medayik that the Ramah is referring to hagola alone. He's referring specifically to hagola. In the case of hagola, he's saying it's enough to kasher part of it. So this is the machloikis, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Mechaber is the Rashba, who's Machmir, and the Ramah is the Ra'ah, who's Mekel. Now, where does this Machlokes come? It comes from Yevamis Dat Tzadik Vav. The Gemara there says, Zvachim, I keep on saying Yevamis, I'm learning Yevamis Yeshiva. Zvachim Dat Tzadik Vav. And the Gemara there says the following. It says, if a Keli becomes also from Chat, a Bli of Chatos, you have to kasher the whole thing. You can't kasher just the part that was Beleia. If it was Beleia Truma, then it's enough to kasher just the part that was Beleia. That's the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. You follow? If you're Beleia Chatos, you have to kasher the whole thing. If it's Beleia Truma, then you only have to kasher part. The Rashba and the Ra'ah argue, what is the difference between chatos and truma? The Rashba holds, before your pshat, the Rashba, they're all holding you. The Rashba's pshat is that by hetera bola, it's enough for smaller kashrik. Truma is a type of heter. It's not heter for everybody, but at least it's heter for some people. Truma is hetera bola. Masha'eke, the blia of a karba chatos, which is nisraf on, well, part of it is eaten, but part of it is nisraf on the thing. So chatas is called isurabola, and they were, and if everything is nicer, then everything is isura, and truma is heterabola. Now, we had this chilik many times. For example, we have by naparnat, naparnat heter is muta, naparnat isura is muta, is also why. We said a tam kolush, a weak taste, of heter doesn't get an iser. If it's a weak taste, once it's heter, it's mutter. Even with fleshes. What?
Depends on if it becomes no suffer.
In the case of the chatas, perhaps. But as far as the rule is concerned, the Rashba learns any isura bala needs hagola bakulai. Any atera bala, it's enough to kasha miktsasai. That's the Rashba. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah says, no, truma is shari surim. And for all these surim, it's enough to kasha part. Chatos, we find Chumra de Kachim, the whole Zmachim is full of Chumras of Kachim. So Chatos is a Chumra of Kachim, that you have to cash in the whole thing. But anything else, Truma is like Shari Surim, and all these Surim, it's enough to kasher Bimiktsasai, Hagala Bimiktsasai is Oila Lekulai. Regardless, you mean Hagala Liban. That's what you mean?
Regardless of whether he used it, only part of it, or all of it, the Hagala and so on.
Well, that's not correct, because the Ramah's lashon is that we make only if that were machmir says shamish bekulay. So even the mekilim only make kabela kapalta, that the amount that was used the first time when it was belay eser, that amount has to be kasher the second time. Nobody holds that if you stick a spoon into eser, you can kasher it by just kashering the handle, because chavitzos echabkulay, it has to be kabela kapalta. So it has to be the way it went in, it goes out. But beyond that, this is the machlokes had attached to Gemara. Look briefly at Taz Yizayin. Skip down to where it says Daf Tzadik Vav. It brings Ikra Haplukta Tluya Besugya. It says in our, thank you, in our prints, it's the fifth wide line. In your print, it's probably about the tenth line. Should say Daf Tzadik Vav in parentheses. No, that the other happened. Hey, you got it. Great. So a little before Daf Tzadik Vav, it says Ika Plukta Tluya B'Sugya Diisa Perak Dab Chatos Daf Tzadik Vav Dabrina De Betruma Loi Bina Marika Ushtifa In Bishul Truma B'Kedera. That by Truma you don't need Marika Ushtifa. Will explain what it means in a second. El Adavka Bishul Bachatos Parchin Allah The Gam Betruma Bina Hagala Lamasha Nivla. What is it enough to wash it out? You have to kasher it. Umeshanim aloy tzricha. Elo, l'damama. Bishul chatos b'miktsis kli. If you cook a chatos in part of the kli, tamariko shtifa kala kli, you have to wash out the whole kli, and you have to kasher the whole kli. Umizem nismai truma de'etzach mariko shtifa elo b'makim shebishul levad. You only have to kasher the place it cooked alone. So this is the Gemara on Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Ubeze yesh machlekes ben Rashba b'teres habayis aruch ubebishmeres habayis shalay ubei bedek habayis leharaah. We saw many times that the bedek habayis is the Ramah ra'as ha'aris on the teres habayis of the Rashba. Haras viralei keichadi mayit truma chidamis mayit chulin asurin. That's just like truma is enough partial kashering. The same thing is ismayit chulin. That's iser. Okay, kasev davar tzarach hagala daik shemagam makim shenim lo yisal lechud kabala kapaltai. It's enough to cash apart. Avol, but tzarach libun, but by libun the ra is ma'ida. Loidai lelabe makim abel lechud el kol akli dechabitzos echam kulai. But by libun, everyone agrees you have to do the whole thing. V'tam achilik bezeh. What's the reason? If shehechsher halibun einay oisa haflata b'masha b'luwa, because libun is not pilot. Elashum mechale ho iser shebesaychay. It destroys the iser. V'malag de'bokem abluwa luchud einay mechale rak boken halibun luchud. U'mashenesa b'shar kli nisher adai. So when you do libun, you have to do the whole thing. So that just destroys the bliya. Is no kabbalah kapalta. Masheke behechsher agala shu oisa haflata b'masha b'luwa. This is a long taz, it's like butter, it goes so geschmack, it flows. So he says what the Gemara says, truma, it means all chulin hasurim. That for all of them, hagol is enough to do hagol of part. That's shita number one, the Ramah, the Ra'ah. The harajba, but bishmer sabayis kasam is el ashayne, mahid is vachim e'raya, l'klisha bala isa gamak in the veilo, shayt zarek lehashe kulay. Dulai Martin and Shab Ella Babala Heter. He considers Truma Bli of Heter Kagain. And it says he basa bichalov, it means basa orchalov. But Taba Kosha Nichlash Taba Basar, I dey hagolas I say mixas klisham bishul by Shuv A Roy Lachal Shem Isser Chalov Achakach. Ubuchuma Nami Nice and Tam Bezek, Meshkasu Shab. Abisharis and Gomer can the Velk Yaitim by the Yamir Bishop Mrs. Klisham Saklago Kalakli. It's such a geschmack taz, it flows very beautifully. So this is the machlokes, just to review. The Gemara says, Truma, you kash apart, chatas, everything. The Rashba, the Mechaber hold, that all the surim, you have to kash it a whole kli. And the Ramah and the Ra'ah hold, that even Isurim, except for Chatas, it's enough to kasha the part that was Belayah.
We hold that the Nibun is not the Tzaitzis. Nibun is just high temperature.
So but it has to be the temperature of the Tzaitzis.
900, 900, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So, and if you hold the Hamitzus and Kampula, so the temperature if here is 900, here it
would be 900. If it is 900, you're right. If it is 900, then it, you're doing libra the whole thing.
That's how, is that pshat chamitzus or chamkula, the temperature travels?
It travels, but that's not. I don't think it's equal. Yeah, if I'm going to take something, stick part of it into the fire, the part of my hand is
so
not.
What is the meaning of chamitzus and chamkula?
Just be this belayah, the whole thing. It's not enough to be.
Requires only libra.
Yeah.
Only hagola, I mean.
Yes.
It requires only hagola, and I do libra on part of it. I think that's what we're asking. So the other part should be chamitzus.
Because it doesn't work
by itself. It's not Mechala. Chametz Tzase won't help to pull it out. If it hits the, I think it's more like 750, but if it hits the temperature, it destroys it. It's good. If it doesn't hit it, it's not enough the other part hits it. Petera. So it comes out that by Hetera Bala, everyone agrees it's enough to kasha. If you have a milch, a spoon, a yabi, you stick it into a chicken soup, everyone agrees that you only have to kasha part. If you turn back, at Shach Tezayin, halfway through, there's the last three lines is a dot. It says V'dad the Harashba Gufei Moida Teicha Teira Bala Kekashash by Chol of Mitzasai. Right, Hashir Labasa Sagle Bechsha Mitzasai. That everyone agrees. By a Teira Bala at the end of Shach Tezayin says Kuli Alma is Moida that it's enough. The Chamitzasai Cham Kula. To kashin. So it's already a very geshmaka Gemara, Rashba and Ra'a, it's a machleks mechaber and the Ramah. So say it again. By Hagola, Kabola Kapaltai.
But
it goes
around the
whole thing.
There's the only
right.
There,
but
it goes
away. Right. Hagola, Chavitzas, Chavkula, just like it went into Chavitzas, it'll come out to Chavitzas.
So usually
right. It's enough to do the full Hagola on part, the, you call it associate Hagola, and the rest. The rest is not getting the same Kayach Hagola. The whole thing was put into Isser in the first place, you can't kasha here. But if it went in through a chabik tzase cham kula heat, it'll come out through a chabik tzase cham kula heat. Again, I have a spoon. If the spoon fell into treif and I fished it out, I have to kasha it the same way. I can't kasha by sticking it half in. Because it was a primary heat in the whole thing, so it's not enough. We'll call it an associate heat in the rest. But shaking, if originally it became treif because I stuck in only the spoon part, so the Rambam says I can kasher by sticking in the spoon part, because whatever happened the first time will happen the second.
So Rabbi, if that spit, right?
Yeah.
And on the end of the spit, it's some iser or whatever.
You have a barbecue food, grill. Somebody has a barbecue grill, and he found that somebody came and used the barbecue grill for milachiks. Somebody used it just for milachiks. So in the case of a barbecue grill, we have to do libun. So libun, you're going to need. Assuming you need libun, it's going to be a problem. But so if you want to do agol, you can do agol only in that.
The whole thing, what we're saying,
chametz tzase,
chametz
tzase.
But if chametz tzase doesn't work as far as the kashrut,
not only
the mechaber.
Yeah,
mechaber holds that to go in it asses, but it's no kabbalah kapalta. To get it out, you have to kasher the whole thing.
Besides the libun,
the halibun goes back to shaches, which we discussed in the last week before, that if it goes in through water, then it goes out through water. If it goes in without water, like a grill, then it needs libun, unless it was hetera bala, unless it was heter, for milchis deflation, it's always enough hagala. But otherwise, it depends how it goes in. If it goes in through water, it goes out through water. If it goes in roasting on a spit, it has to go out through libun. We're not finished. We'll wait. One second. So we have here the Taz. Now, I hope at least when you learn the daf tomorrow, it'll sound familiar. Remember from where it was familiar. But at least the machlek is the Rashba Dara. I think after one Gedalia beforehand that you guys know. Oh, Gedalia is not going to get there for 2 weeks.
Okay. Give it trouble.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so this is the Mechaber Rabbah. Now we're not done yet. We're not done. The Taz gets sidetracked in the middle to the Shiloh of a knife. Knife with a handle. It's also part of the knife is in the handle. We're not going to deal with that today. But at the end, he brings a tour. He says the tour shita is even more kulladik. The tour holds that even Libun is the same as Hagala, and you kakasha the way it went in, even by Libun. That's the tour. But at the end of the Taz says, this is a Shiloh of Anissa Dairaisa. And by Dairaisis, it's an old rule, you have to be Yetzir Kol HaShitas by Dairaisis. And therefore he says, Halacha L'maisa, that you have to be Machmir, like the Mechaber Shita, to kasha the whole thing, which is what we do. You have to kasha the whole thing, it's a Shiloh of a Dairaisa. And you'll jump up and ask, why is it a Dairaisa? Bishlamu when it's a Ben Yaimai. If I have a spoon that was barely a Ben Yaimai and I stick it in, it's a Shava Dairaisa. But if I wait 24 hours, it's Ein Ben Yaimai. It's only a Drabana, because at that point, it's Ein Ben Yaimai is only this a Drabana. So the answer is, I'm looking for a better word, it's an important word. Okay, but still, let's be Mekel by Ein Ben Yaimai, it'll be Shava Drabana. So there's an old rule that a Dairaisa should nisgalgel a Drabana. The Shaila Dairaisa that turns into a Drabana with the passing of time has a din of a Dairaisa. You have to pass in the Dairaisa. You can't say it's a Dairaisa, I'll wait 24 hours and that'll become a Drabana. That's the cloud that any is a Dairaisa that's nisgalgel to a Drabana, you have to go with the original Shaila of a Dairaisa. So that's the Taz.
What's the difference between Gagal and Liban and that principle?
What's the difference? The Skalgal, there's no difference. About
no, so why is it the Chilak in between the Liban and Hagal?
That has nothing to do with this. The Chilak in the Hagal and Liban is the Ra'a Shita, that Kabbalah Kapolte works, so that only works for Hagal. It doesn't work for them. Now, this is all so nice and neat and Geshmak. Why this Log Arichus? Listen to a Geshmak Kasha of the Shach. The Shach asks, it's funny, till the end he doesn't explain what's bothering him, which you'll see in a minute. The Shach says this whole thing is a major problem. From a Mechaber in Siman Tzadik Dalet. Back in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov, we said, if you're cooking chicken soup, you take a milch spoon, a ben yayma milch spoon, and you stick it into the chicken soup, and you realize quickly you pull it out. You need shishim only against the amount you stuck in. Shishim neged hakaf. That's the way we pass it. That if you stuck a milch spoon, he's talking there about you stick in a milch spoon into a chicken soup. You need shishim against only the part of the spoon that was in the soup. The part of the spoon that's in your hand, you don't need shishim against it. You only need 60 against the part that was stuck in. So the Shach says, what's going on here with this whole Taz, the Raj, the Ra? What's after with Halacha L'Maisa? Halacha L'Maisa, it's already Paskin, in Hisser, in Hilchis Basa B'Cholav, that even though there's a rule of Chabi Sosei Chab Kulai, but we don't say that. We say that the Blias are only in the part that gets stuck in. So what? We're not talking about Pesach, though. We're talking, maybe Pesach is different, but Lagabe this, the Shach is wondering what's happening here. Blias only go the part that's stuck in, and that's all. It only goes in that way, it only goes out that way. There should be zero issue. And the Shach, because of this Kasha, does something that he cannot never see. This Shach, first he explains the Rashba de Ra'ah, the first half of the Shach. Then he says, you know, I found the Shitas Maharam Mitz, Mem Tzadik. Maybe it's Maharam Ayrit Tzadik. There's a Shita of Maharam Ayrit Tzadik. I don't know which Maharam that is. Shehuva Babach. It's not even brought in the Torah. Not in the Beis Yosef. He found it in the Bach. The Maharam comes with a new Shita. His Shita is, listen to this, Chamik Tzosei Cham Kulai doesn't make Blias travel. Nobody holds. Shach, the Maharam Mitz holds. Nobody holds if you stick in a thing that the bleas go into the part that's not stuck in. Nobody holds that. Chavik tzase chabkulay means that if I have a spoon, I put the bottom into a chicken soup, the top gets hot. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if iser touches the top while the bottom is inside, then it'll be belay into the top. But stamas I bleas don't go up out of the water. Bleas are only in the part that's in the water. There's no such thing, bleas go out. So listen to how Vaidi's makel. The shach is makel. If I have a spoon, I stuck it into a tray for soup. It became trays. Not only is it enough to kasher only the part that was there, and it's enough to do libun on only the part that's there, because there's no iser in the top. But even more, let's say you have a tray for barbecue grill. Some of you go out to a park, and there's a tray for barbecue grill. If you would know, I'm trying to know, let's say the sides of the grill, the person didn't put treifas. So you have a barbecue grill, and a guy put a treifas steak in the middle. The shach says, without any kashering, you can grill a steak on the sides of the same piece of metal. Because the bliya didn't go to the other parts. The bliya never traveled. The bliya is only where it touches it. The rest of it doesn't get blias. And afterwards, the middle is treif, so kasher it on the sides. And that's perfectly okay. Or you have a treif for spoon. Totally treif for spoon. You want to mix your coffee in the office. It's treif for spoons. Just take the handle with a spoon and stir it with the handle, assuming that nobody ever stirred treif with the handle with a spoon. So the handle of the spoon is kosher. The bottom is treif and the top is kosher. Azoy vayt, the shach paskins, like this maram, meretzedek, because of his kasha from Simon Sadia, he's minded. The Rashba says what he says, the Ross says what he says. He says, we don't pass it that way. We pass it in Simon Sadik Dalit that you don't say Chabik Tzase Chab Kulai to go to the whole thing, because we see that when you stir a soup, you only need Shishu Kedeg the spoon. So, therefore, what started as a nice neat package, the Bechaber Ramaz, the Rashba Ra, Tup Shatim, the Gemara, suddenly we have now a third Shita that's the biggest makel on all of them. That bleas don't travel any further than where the food is.
Aren't we concerned about exactly how much went into the soup? Because we're saying we put a little bit into the spoon. And we're doing shishu kenega, whatever the case is. How do we know exactly that that's the amount? If we're so reductive.
How much of the spoon? Okay, so that is an issue. In Simit Tzadik Dalid, Itaka says, there's a cloud that milsa the loy rabi alei de inish lava daite. That means, if I know I'm putting a tray for spoon in, I'll be careful how much I put in. That's not the case. The case is someone did it in his kitchen, he realized afterwards. So it does say that milsa de loy rami alei de inish lava daite, meaning the person says, I think I only stuck this much of the spoon in. We can't rely on you for that. You need kineged as much as a person normally would stick in. But the part that's in your hand, you know you didn't stick in, your hand didn't get hot. So true, most people won't remember exactly how much they stuck in. But nevertheless, the part that you didn't stick in, that you don't need.
I think it's Zera that you do the whole thing, because since you don't know how much, you didn't know this brand you
have. Right, whatever you didn't stick in, you don't have to. Yes?
The Chamek says the Kamkula, then when we're around, it only applies theoretically, it all comes out of Israel.
Right, barely ever applies. And if you want to see it briefly, the Pisrei Tshuva and Tzadik Dalet of Kotten Gimel brings Shach B'Shem Aram Meretzedek, and he brings it. He brings it there, B'Kitzer. You can see it there. What? It gets hot, but not pleased. Yeah. What? Yes.
So why do I need a
tall? So that's a separate discussion. If Chamek Tzadik Kula is only when our eyes see it got hot, or even when it didn't. There's the Pesach Tshuva there, and the Chavis Das, they say that if we feel it got hot, there's no machlokes. Chavis Das HaMkuli is when you don't know if it got hot, if it's Chavis Das HaMkuli. Yes?
Okay. Maybe
it's
Chavis Das HaMkuli, if it would be in the same level. No, it's not one, this whole level, like we said, when it's up on the bottom.
Right.
It's the same, you're holding it for the same level. Maybe then the Maran would probably agree that it would...
What do you mean, the same level as?
No, once you hold it straight, straight,
the whole thing goes in.
In a horizontal position.
Only halfway in, horizontally.
Halfway in.
Halfway in. It'll be the same thing. It'll be the same
thing.
I think so. Now, we're not done yet. Because the Magen Avraham comes along, this is what's so beautiful, they bring cases in Basar B'Chalav. Magen Avraham says, 1 minute, the Shach is right. When you stick in a spoon, you only need Shishim Kedeg in a spoon. We see you don't say Blias going in and out from the hip from part. But 1 minute, we had another sugi in Simon Tzadik Beis. In Tzadik Beis, we had a case where a tipa, you're cooking chicken soup, and a tipa of milk or treifis hits the keli from the outside. It's a pretty common shaila. People, just recently someone called, cooking chicken soup, and they cooked pasta with cheese, and they had dots of cheese on the side of the chicken soup pot. What do you do now? It spritzes on the outside of the pot. So we had two cases. If it spritzes keneged haroitiv, it spritzes opposite the soup. See, shishim keneged the soup. If it spritzes above the level of the soup, you're cooking the pot here full, above it. So we had already a whole tumble. Does it go into the soup or doesn't it? Maybe it asks shishim as much blius, and then it goes in. It's worse, not negative. If it goes negative, the soup, you're saying shishim. If it goes not negative, so we had already a machlekes, the shach and taz had a paskin. But everyone agreed that if you're cooking chicken soup and cheese hits the top of the pot, which is outside of the raitiv, that the blia goes in. Everyone seemed to agree with that. Everyone seemed to say that the blias do travel. So how are we saying here, if I stick a kli, half in the soup and half out, the part that's out, whatever you're going to say, from the case of the spoon, we say only blias only go in from the part I stuck in Simen Tzadik Aleph. In Simen Tzadik Beis, we see blias do travel in the whole pot. So now it's a balagan, just forgetting about this for a minute. Tzadik Dalet and Tzadik Beis are a stira. Tzadik Dalet, you stick in a spoon, you only need kenega what's in the soup. And Tzadik Beis, when the drip hits the outside, we say the blia goes in the whole pot. What's going on here? What?
Were there previous blias on top?
Were there previous? I don't think it's dafka. But it has to be a ben yoyim blia, otherwise we don't care. But is it talking dafka, there are previous blias? Seems to me you have to kasha the whole thing because we're worried about the blia for the whole thing.
Did we say tzadik dalet when you put it in and just write out?
No, no. Write out was the chamudei Daniel. It was one of the separate case.
Is there a difference between blia going in and
blia
going out?
Oh, good. So the Magen Avraham comes along with a new shita, which is explaining Mishaynim, not a brand new shita. Magen Avraham says, Cham miktsasai cham kulai is for blias to go in. Blias go into a kli through cham miktsasai cham kulai. Blias come out of a kli only through the primary heat, not through the cham miktsasai cham kulai heat. And to go out, they go out only, they go out only in the part that's stuck in. So it comes out good. In the case where I stick a spoon in, I stick a milk spoon in chicken soup, I'm worried that the spoon asses the soup. If the shishim against the calf, that's good enough. Because to come out, only comes out from the part that's stuck in. In the case of the cheese that hits the side of the pot, there we're worried that in the top part of the pot, it'll be nas nevela to 60 times as much. There we say the chicken soup went into the whole kli, so that the above the right, going in, it goes into the whole thing. So going in, the blia goes in even to the top. So memela, the top is nesar. The top becomes aser, and you need shiha, it's by last 60 times as much. Masha enkein, to come out, you know, it only comes out that way. So listen to what he gains. He gains to be marviach a whole lot, because what does he gain? He gains our mechaber shtims. Our mechaber says to kasher, you have to kasher the whole thing. When you kasher, you're taking blias out, and in the out direction, the Magen Avraham says it doesn't go out unless it's totally immersed. Going out, we don't say chamin tzasei cham kula. So the mechaber is good. The Ramah, the Shach and Taz said, the Ramah is a yeshayimim. It's a ra'ah. It's arguing. I didn't say yeshayimim. Kach darke mekam mekaymus. He says no. This Ramah is not even arguing. Dafke mishtamish bekulai. Yedua shemishtamish rak b'mitzasai kabayla kapaltai. Listen to how the Magen Avraham explains it. He says it means, let's say I have a spoon, I stuck a spoon in treifus. So Magen Avraham is saying that the blia goes into the whole spoon. Goes into the hole, I can't kasha with part. Zachtem again Avram, the Ramah means this spoon, I could kasha part, just the spoon part, if I only plan to use the spoon part. If in the future I'm only going to use the spoon part of this spoon, then I could kasha just the spoon part. I this treifus in the handle, it is treifus. Please go into the handle. They're not going to come out of the handle unless you put the handle in it. So if I'm only using the part of the kli that I'm kashering, that's good enough. Because the blias don't come out unless, don't come out through chamitzas echam kulay. They only come in if they're mamish in the pot. So the Ramah is not arguing with the mechaber. Everyone agrees that the gedder is, it goes in bekulay. It goes out in mikzasay. So depends what you want to use. If you want to use the mikzas, the Ramah is saying kasha the mikzas. You want to use the whole thing? Mechab is saying kasher the whole thing. There's no machlekes at all. Going in, it goes in bekulay. Going out, it goes out only bimiktasay. So that, again, to review, you have a Gemara in Zvachim. The Rashba and the Ra'ah argue about Pshat in the Gemara. And that nobody changed. The Rashba you could look at, and the Ra'ah you could look at, and it's definitely the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Question is how to make the Shulchan Aruch fit. So the Taz was easy. Mechaber is the Rashba. The Ramah is the Ra'ah. The Shach agreed. Mechaber is the Rashba. And the Ramah is the Ra'ah. That's Pshat here. But the Shach threw in the Kasha from sticking in a spoon. So the Shach had to say, he doesn't understand Mechaber Ramah. He passed like the Marama or Tzedek. The Blias don't go at all beyond the place the heat goes without the Blias. Magen Avraham found a Pshara. He said, Blias go Bekulai. But only come out with the part that's stuck in. That's why if you stick in a spoon, you only need shishim kedeged a spoon. This is the whole package of this.
How did he tie to the machaber?
Who? Magavrab? So Magavrab says if you want to use the whole kli, you have to kasha the whole kli. The machaber says you want to use the whole thing, kasha the whole thing. Dafke mishtamish bekulai.
That's
the Ramah. The Ramah says pshat in the machaber. He's not arguing. The machaber is dafke mishtamish bekulai. That's the machaber. Dr. Ramah, if you're being mishtamish from mitzasai, so then you could buy a kapalta, you could use it that way. Okay, this is the, what? So to go out, you only shishim can get the part that you stuck in, because it doesn't go out with chav mitzasai chav kulay. It only goes in with chav mitzasai chav kulay. It doesn't go out with it. So that's why.
Is this a shaila of Lamdus or is this
a Metzias? It's a shaila of our Kabbalah, why we were Makabal as far as the Metzias is concerned.
But you don't use the handle of a spoon to eat with. It's only
you're never an Adira or. No. We use the handle of a spoon all the time.
Okay, so if that's the case, how much difference is it to kasha this part or this part?
Oh, you're talking. Yeah, we're talking about the halacha, and you're talking about the law, about the practical. Yeah. Most of the time, it's no big difference, but sometimes it is. Sometimes a person has a big serving spoon; it just doesn't fit. And you want to kasha part of it? You already kasha part of it. A lady calls; she kasha part of it. You couldn't get the whole thing in. What do you do now?
Yeah.
If you
the soup some color fell into the pot of five feet, right? So the whole even though the soup's on the we have the whole pot was what they are.
Right.
But now if I want to use the pot for the milkies, I'm only gonna use the bottom quarter of it. I only have to kasha the bottom quarter of it.
That's right. That's the Ramah. That I only have to kasha the bottom part of it.
Even the whole thing we can pack. Suppose the whole spoon fell.
Right.
I decided from now on I'll
use that cane. Afal pikein, it doesn't go out with chavis tasei cham kulay. There, in the case of a pot, the chavis das throws in another cheshbon. He says things that become hot from the zeya in the pot, or a spoon that's held there long enough to get hot from the zeya, is like it's techa raitiv. Because we always treat zeya like raitiv. That's what chavis das says there in Tzadik Dal. So there is sort of another cheshbon that gets thrown in. But in the etzam lamdis, you're right. You're right.
It's not using it again,
will be pilot, well, Zeya, we don't know. The Magen Avraham is not talking about Zeya. The Chavis Das throws in that Zeya is worse. So that could be worse. But So you can have a keli that's half kosher, half treif, right? What? It seems not. Everyone brings the Magen Avraham as arguing with the Shach and Taz.
But when he says the top part is on Mukshar to become Kabbal Israel,
what do you mean? The
according to the Shach, right?
According to the Shach,
the same chicken soup, the part above the rotate,
oh, right, the Shach holds for the Maharam Mitzvah's reason. The Maharam, yeah, yeah, that's right. The Shach is also Mekel. In other words, if you stuck in a spoon, just the tip, and later you took the same spoon and stuck the handle in, the Shach will hold the handle was never Belay Eser. The Magen Avraham hold it was Belay Eser, and if you stick it in, you stick the handle in, it'll be Maflit Eser. And that's what the Pesachei Tshuva says in Tzadik Dalei Gimel, as an af community in the Shach and Magen Avraham. If later on you stick in the hands. Okay, now let me what? How do we pass the halacha as was remarked? It's not such a big deal. We kasha the whole thing. It's only a b'di'evadika issue. You know, the Taz says a shavadai raisa, you have to be machmer. So we're machmer. B'di'evad it comes up as a shayla. L'chatchila we always kasha the whole thing. Now to get to a little more amusing nidaim. I once discussed from a sefer called Dira Days an interesting shaila about guys in a dira who use the right temple of their glasses to mix milachiks and the left one to mix leishas. Whether chamiktsase chamkulay applies when you have a screw, a hinge that connects one to the other. Do you say chavitza, say chamkulai from one to the other? That was the nidain at that time.
It's called electricity.
Like electricity and tag. Right. So what? So we have a rule. Ein blia yaitza makli lakli b'lai raitiv. A blia doesn't travel from one keli to another without liquid. And it would seem, therefore, technically speaking, that any time you can have one kli that's a yard long and it's one kli, the bliya goes. But if you have two kelim, even an inch apart, they're touching each other, it's kli la kli. If you take aluminum foil, you wrap food with 10 yards of aluminum foil around and around and around, the bliya is going to travel just like the aluminum foil travels. It's one covering. If you take aluminum foil, you break it into two, and you wrap it once, you wrap it a second time, that's kli la kli, b'loi raitiv. That's the rule, that blias don't go from one keli to another without raitiv. So that halacha seems to be a simple halacha, and a hinge seems not to be a problem. The issue is a taz in Simen Tufnun Beis. In Simen Tufnun Beis, it says, magilin es yodais hakelim im hakelim. That when we do hagala, we kasher the handle together with the kli. Now, the question, of course, is, what does it mean, the handle? You could have two types of handle. You could have a handle that's one piece with the kli, which the Mechaber certainly holds, you have to kasher the whole thing. Or you could have a screwed-on handle, but then why should I have to kasher the handle? So the Taz says the reason we have kasher the handle with the kli is because we're talking there, not a one-time mistake. We're talking about a chamistik of keli from all year. And now you want to kasher it for Pesach. So we'll say, well, I only use chametz in the pot, not in the handle. Let me kasher the pot and not the handle. You don't say chametz, say chakulay to two kelim. So the Taz says that during the year it spritzes. It's going to happen. You use it all the time. You have to assume that while you're cooking or stirring, it's going to spill onto the yodeis hakelim. And therefore, you have to kasher the yara kli together with the kli. So we have here a new cheshbon. But somebody became also in a one-shot deal, you know exactly what happened. That's one story. But when you're using something on a constant basis, we have here now a cheshbon of the Taz's shot in the Shulchan Aruch, that we're chayshish that it spritzes out besides the blia going in, that there's a spritz which hits the handle. How does it get back? That's a very good question. I guess the chashish is the same thing will happen if it spritzes out and run back in. That's a good question. How's it going to run back in? So I'm not sure. B'lai raitiv, right. So maybe the chashash is they will be raitiv. I'm not sure. But he's saying is that in the halach yelach of using kelim, that's what happens. When you go to the sink to wash a kli, you have to wash the handle. It got dirty too. So therefore, in something used with a hinge, there's a stronger tzad lahachmir. There's a tshuva in the Marsham, which is quoted by many. Michael Gimbel tshuva kuf yud beis. He talks about a case of a keli that comes with three legs. In other words, you're talking before they had ovens. You made fire with wood. So it was a traveling kli. You took it with you. The three legs opened up on a hinge, like a tripod. It is a tripod. And you put your firewood under and you cooked. You finished cooking, you folded the legs back under the pot and you went weiter. So he says the same thing we're saying. That be'etzem, there's no chamitzos echam kli. You don't have to kasha the legs of the kli. But he writes, the mini Yisrael is as the Taz brings, to kasha something in its entirety, because of chashashis, that bliyas went. Now here, your kasha is a little stronger. How's the bliyah going to get back into the kli? A handle, I could see, because it's on the handle, it goes back in. The legs, it's a little harder to see how it's going to get back into the kli. Maybe he's afraid it'll run over, and they'll be right there. But at any rate, what we're saying here in the Shulchan Aruch, you kasha the whole thing, this machlaik is if you have to kasha the whole thing, is good for a one-time use. But something that's used on a constant, regular basis, that has its own chumrah, and there's a big dafkamina. If it's aschabik tzosechab kule, it would only be by metal. If you would have a keli not made out of metal, plastic handle, it wouldn't apply. As she'en kein, when you have when you say it's because of a spritz, so what's the difference? Metal or plastic, whatever it is, will be the same rule.
According to both the Shach and Mar Avram, this tripod shouldn't be a problem because either it wasn't bolea. According to the Shach and Mar Avram, it can't be bolea, so it can't be
found
either.
So this is a problem. Atzchabik you're right, but what does that have to do with the Tazis Chashash or Spritz? It has nothing to do with that. The Spritz would still be. To get back in.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not going to get into a chavit sasecham kulay. So he's afraid somehow that it will. How exactly? I don't know. Maybe it overflows the right to be a right to.
So then
have
to go back into
the
kli then.
What? I think it's for Isur. I think it's for Isur. It's a minik to kasha for Isur. B'di'evet, it won't be a problem. V'chatchila, we kasha the whole thing. But yeah. Now,
according to what you just said, you can kasha a pirate's coffee pot with a plastic handle?
Could you kasha a pot that has a plastic handle? Well, you're asking about Pyrex, you're asking about the handle. A Pyrex, okay, Pyrex, I'm not sure if Pyrex is glass. Assuming Pyrex is glass, so we had three sheetas as to how glass works. The Psak, for Chometz is Lahachmir, that says in the Shulchan Aruch. For Shari Surim, Bishasat Chak, we're Mekel. So it depends on the Shasat Chak, and it depends if it's Vade Yisr, if it's a coffee pot, which you don't really think is this, you're just playing it safe, then you could kasher it.
How do we know what is Pyrex? I think
I told you, someone, Rabbi Shea asked someone, yeah, what's Pyrex? Someone told him it's a fahartif de gloss.
Yeah.
It's a hard glass that you could cook it. Someone else there, Rabbi Shea asked what's Pyrex, or Rabbi, he told him it's a chloric licheris. So, it's, which one is it? I don't know. What? Okay, there's one Leman Hashlama saying we have one sif left, Zion, which talks about knives, which we're going to get to. And it's funny, it's misleading. You see gigantic Shas and Taz and next to the sif Zion, the zero Taz, all the Taz is back on this. And the Shach is really back on this too, except for small Shach. But there's one other topic which is of fascinating, very hard to get a psak on. Listen to the Shiloh. We talked about bleas going in through heat of a fire or heat of water or oil that was heated up through fire. Shaila, which is very nagea today, is bleas that go in through the heat of friction. What do I mean the heat of friction? There are kalim Which brands, I'm not talking about. But there are kelim, certainly in Europe, which, after the manufacture, are polished. You get a fiberware pan that has a very shiny polish, shiny look on the outside. The inside doesn't have the same look. The outside, it's polished with high-speed brushes that somehow buff up the outside and give it a shiny look. When they polish it with these high-speed brushes, it gets very hot. They use a fatty substance as a shining agent between the brush and the pot. In those places where they kosher all new pots, I think in Eretz Yisrael, all the new aluminum pots they kosher. The reason they kosher it is because, if it's a fact or a rumor, is not my business at the moment, but they're chayshish that trefa fats, animal fat, is used as the buffer in these high-speed brushes. There's no question that it reaches more than Yatzei Ledesbay. That Metzias was not the debate. The debate was mainly whether this fat is something which has a din of Isser on that, for whatever reason, or whether you have to be Cheshish to use animal fat. And those who kasher are worried that the Blia goes in through the heat of these high-speed brushes. Now, what's a Shaila? Shaila is, what is heat of friction as far as Blias are concerned? Three choices. You can take an attitude that heat that comes from friction, that we're not talking about. Shulchan Aruch says, heat through fire, you have to kasher. Heat through friction, person maybe could take a attitude that there's no such Kabbalah that gives Blias. Or, assuming you reject that, you have two other possibilities. The other question is this Blia a Blia of like Hagala, like hot water, and it's enough Hagala to get it out? Or is this a Blia like Libun, and you need, and you need, it's Tzli, maybe it's Tzli, it's like heat of Tzli. What? You need liquid. So we said from a kli to a kli, you need liquid, and kli to a kli. But here, the mamoshes of the chaylev of the shuma de veila. So here it's worse. What? Well, when we say that it goes in because there's no emtsoi, does that mean could leave them because it's hotter or because there's no emtsoi? Well, we said in Shaches, it seemed to say that if there's an emtsoi, something in between, then it goes, then it needs hagalah. If there's nothing in between, then it's enough leave. Right? We had the shayla if you're cooking trefa oil. Now the truth is that the Rebbe Kiva Eger with some seifin, the Pesach Shuvah, Paschal Lekula, we said on all three things, hagalah is enough, including if you cook with trefa oil, which means that your point maybe is a good point. But oil, even though oil does get hotter. But the other thing is that it goes into a liquid. All right, this shayla, I only know one maramakan for the shayla, and that's in the Har Tzvi Yeredeya, Shuva Kuf Yud. And he found another blia of heat that's without a fire, that's in Shulchan Aruch. Where did he find it? Iru is also from fire. He didn't find it in Basar B'Cholov. He didn't find it in Treifis. He didn't find it in Agala. He found it in? No. In Hilchas Shechita. There's a rule, Beis HaShechita Reiseyachu. When you shecht with a knife, the Beis HaShechita is considered hot. And the knife becomes treif. If you shecht an animal, it's a treif animal, it becomes treif. Now, wait one second. So you're going to say, how could a sheikh shecht 10 animals in a row? One of them is treif. They're going to check the lung. It's treif. It makes things treif. So we have a rule that the Beis HaShechita is torud l'mif l'dam l'ibala. When you shecht, the Beis HaShechita is so busy spitting out that it's not b'leif. But that knife is treif. If you want to eat your lunch, don't ask the sheikh, can I use your knife? For it? I don't think you do it anyway. But I'll ask the sheikh if I can use your knife to cut my pickle, because that knife is a treif of knife. When he shechts, Malich on the knife to get the blood out. No, not quite. The knife itself becomes treif. There's no heat of fire. Beis HaShechita Reseach, it goes in. Now, what does it need there? Hagolah or Libun? So the other halacha is that Hagolah is enough. So he says, we see that when you have a new type of a heat that causes a bliya to go in, that we don't give it the chumrah of...
But
he brings a second marker. Nevela. If the meat, if the animal was a treifa, the bli of the meat goes in.
Yeah, but this is not from the friction.
There's more lachluchis there. There's more lachluchis there than here and here. And he brings a second one. The second one is a little more confusing. He brings from the halacha of tzaras. By mitzayra, the Torah has two types of tzaras, many types, but two that come from heat. One's called the michveh, and one's called the shchin. So Gemara says, what is there? Michveh is a burn. Shchin is a boil. What is the difference between a michveh and a shchin? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, that michveh is when it goes in through fire, and shchin, not goes in, when it comes to tzaras, a boil from fire, and shchin is the, when it goes in through a hakah, from being hit. So if you're hit, that's also a friction type of boil. And he says, now here he says, that we find the reverse. We find that eish is only michveh. We don't say a friction hurt is also considered eish. No, we say that's not eish. There's ayyadei eish and there's ayyadei friction. So what do we see? We see by Beis HaShechita the blis go in. But is it called Eish that it should leave Libun? Says no. We see by Tzaras that there's a chilik between Eish and non-Eish and friction. So what did when the Torah says, Kol Asher Taviru Be'Eish, Kol Asher, Kol Asher Yomai Be'Eish, Taviru Be'Eish, so whatever goes in through fire is dafka fire, not through friction. So therefore, he says, you don't need Libun. So these are his two rayas. Lahalacha that Hagol is good enough. Of course, Levon Kal is also good enough. In the case of the friction.
But
the point is, it's another source of heat besides the Torah's source of heat. Now, every shechita knife is treif. It is definitely, but you can still use it for shechita because I did the Torah before Dam Bala. We say it's apilei. They don't cash them, they don't use it for anything else. Yeah.
Because they only use it for
what? If the behemah, well, actually, there's a tumul to be shaydin. If the knife is osal tefer menachai, because the time is shaft, right? So it's osal tefer actually bliyas of tefer menachai anyway. I just didn't want to confuse it, so I, yeah.
Something was developed by electric. Then you don't need, you only need a
color. Well, electric is Eish. If somebody heats up metal on Shabbos, that has a din of Eish. You can make primary Eish on a hot filament. So that electric really is Eish also. It's just friction, which is the issue. Eish, scientists would say it's friction, but...
it's a friction.
The minig is not... well, the aluminum pans that are made in the United States... It seems to be kuli alma maida, you don't have to. The farberware pots become a new tumul every few years, every decade or two. Whether the farberware has to be kasha, doesn't have to be kasha, whether it is good or it's not good, if it's pogum, it's not pogum. I think you all know the minig olam is not to kasher it. Yeah, there are some frumies who kasher it anyway. But Plastic, I said, you can kasher without the peso. Okay, we have only one sif left. That's the sif on Sakin. We're going to learn. We're going to start Kuf Chav Beis next week. Rav David, could I trouble you? Should I leave a message in your office? Now, save these copies. We'll do Kuf Chav Beis and Kuf Chav Gimel, I guess. Kuf Beis Chav Gimel, yeah. We're going to try Yayin Esef. We'll see how it goes.